You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie Gwally, and I am your podcast host, and I am so pumped you are here today listening. Okay, today's episode is a very spontaneous episode. We were supposed to have a guest today, but that's getting pushed. So it's me. Hi. Hi. How are you guys doing? Today's episode is all about friendship, and this is a very soft topic. Soft spot? Is that the word? Soft spot today in my heart, because I have been going through some interesting learning around friendship in my life lately, and I feel like I'm usually pretty vulnerable on the podcast, but to be honest, I think that this is such a, you know, when you like get a cut and it's like scabbing over, but it still kind of hurts. It's kind of like in that place for me. So I think that this is going to feel like a bit of a therapy session between you and me. But I wanted to share some things that I've learned about friendship. And God's been showing me a lot in this area, and which is why I'm like, okay, I was like, what do I talk about? What do I talk about today? And this is something that I just continuously have been praying about and working through. And so it's really cool because I know someone listening on the other side of this is probably also experiencing what I've experienced and I'm going through. And maybe that this episode is going to speak to you. And I pray it would speak to you in some way, that God would just show us all what it means to be a good friend, what it means to really just love others well, how to have deep friendships, how to have friends who really edify us, who lift us up, who just help us become the best version of ourselves and push us towards the Lord ultimately. So that being said, we're going to get into it. Okay, we're going to do one little question for our self-checking, because this is going to be a little mini episode. I want all of us to just take a moment to just think about, what is something that we are grateful for in our life today? Just take a moment. Praise the Lord for it, thanking Him for it. This is something I'll often do in my classes when I'm teaching, is I'll tell my clients, I'm like, hey, like, let's think about, what are we thankful for? Even when it's hard, maybe you're going through a hard season, maybe you've been feeling lonely lately, but even in those seasons when it feels like it's never going to end, there's still so much to praise the Lord for. And I think that that can really shift everything in our life. Okay. Let's get into it. Couple things I have been learning about friendship. First things first, let's talk about red flags. I definitely have had, like, a little backstory is I've been the new kid a lot. I've moved a lot. I went to 3 different high schools in 3 years. I moved from Canada, or from Texas to Canada, to Houston, to Pittsburgh, to Miami, to New York, to Jensen Beach, Florida, and I've been new frequently, which has led me to really experience being the new kid, making new friends, starting from scratch, figuring out, who do I want to surround myself with? And for a long time, I really surrounded myself with a lot of people who, well, I initially, you know, when you're the new kid and you're like, fresh opportunity, maybe this is my time to be in the popular group. So I would do my best to be popular. And lo and behold, I would oftentimes find very much unfulfillment in that area, in that social area in school. And eventually, and I'm just trying to think about some of my friends. I think it was really interesting. Looking back, some of my best friends have been people who I just genuinely just liked, you know, crazy to think about, right? But not people who I was trying to be friends with to gain something from them. Rather, people who were just amazing people. And I think that there are different friends who like serve different purposes in our life. And we have friends who we're more have more in common with, friends who we don't have as much in common with. But I think the beautiful thing about friendship is that friends ultimately, I believe, should push each other towards the Lord and push each other to be the best version of themselves possible. I believe that the best friends will speak up when you're doing something that is going to cause you to be in harm. I believe that the best friends are going to do that in love, though. They're going to do it really leaning into the Holy Spirit and not do it in a judgmental way. So I've had a lot of friends. I've had friendships that have thrived, friendships that have crumbled, friendships that just slowly faded away. And I will say, I think friend breakups can hurt sometimes worse than actual breakups. And sometimes those friend breakups aren't like one in like a big thing that happened, but it's almost like you guys slowly grow apart and it hurts. It really hurts. I've been kind of going through that lately, and I'm not going to go into too many details just to spare that in my life because it's very fresh, but it has hurt a lot, and it has definitely, I feel like this pain in my heart, it's just like, it just hurts. It hurts when you get really close to somebody and then it doesn't, you kind of grow apart and things happen and you're like, okay, we both need to work through this. We both need to forgive each other. It just takes time. But let's get into some other things that make a good friend. I think a good friend is someone who, it's very two-sided. That's something that I have really learned lately. A one-sided friendship, it's not always the best. What do I mean by one-sided friendship? Well, I mean, like, okay, have you ever had a friend who you guys are, like, you're close, but that friend, anytime you see them, just wants to talk about themselves constantly, wants to tell you about everything that's going on in their life, everything that's going wrong in their life. You almost feel like a therapist in their life, and they don't really ask you a lot about yourself or ask you what's going on or when things happen in your life. They're not really there for you. That's what I mean by a one-sided friendship. I have definitely had my fair share of those. And let me just tell you that that is a red flag in my book. Those people, they can suck a lot of energy out of your cup. And I think it's really important in friendship to be mindful. There are different levels of friends. You have your inner circle of friends. You have your friends who are about an arm's distance away. You have your friends who are more on the outer circle, who maybe you see here and there, but they don't really do life with you. So I think it's important to look at, is this person, when I hang out with them, do I feel energized? Do I feel exhausted? Do I feel like they're pursuing to getting to know me deeper? Are they always coming to me with their problems, or are we encouraging each other and pushing each other to really, really be closer to the Lord? So that's what I mean by an inner circle friend, is those people are like they're literally like your sisters. They're like your absolute closest people who know what's going on in your life, and they really push you to make the best decisions in your life. These are people who are really pursuing the Lord well. They are not looking to you for their spiritual health. They're looking to the Lord for answers. They're looking to the Lord for things. And I think there's a purpose for also having people in your life who we do pour into, we do pastor well, who maybe are, who do look up to us, and we do have advice that can really help them. But I think it's important to, with that type of person, to keep them at more of an arm's length away so they don't suck all of your energy, all of your attention out of your life. Because it's one of those things I read in Proverbs yesterday. It was about how it was like a farmer who scatters his seeds in like a bunch of different places, and this will, like, instead of putting all of his eggs in one basket, he kind of has like a bunch of different areas where he can have return on investment, things like that. And I think it's really important to even think about that in friendship too. Like, instead of putting all of our focus into one person, maybe starting off by going on coffee dates with different people and maybe not rushing into things. I think that that is something I personally have done before, is like rushing into friendship, hanging out with someone, clicking with them, having a lot in common, and then being like, oh my goodness, like we are going to be best friends, and being like obsessed with them, and then not actually really seeing red flags that maybe this person is someone who doesn't need to be my absolute best friend in the entire world. I've had a lot of instances like that in my life, and I will say those friendships have been very messy. They have been friendships that have led to a lot of tears, a lot of hurt, a lot of offense, things like that, a lot of unforgiveness. So it's like when you're dating someone, it's important to get to know them. Don't ignore the red flags just because they appear to be amazing in every area except for a couple. Like, it's important to be honest with yourself and also make sure you are protecting yourself and your energy and your attention. And you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean you can't be friends with these people, but I think it's important to really look at it and be like, is this someone who is going to shape me into a better version of myself? It is undeniable that when we hang out with people, we become more like those people. There are friends, and this actually I looked up before this podcast. I was like very curious. I was like, are there, let me see if I can find it. I like just looked it up and I realized I closed this out. But I looked where in the Bible does it talk about friendship? This episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. One thing I've learned in my 20s is that mental wellness starts with small habits, which is why I'm so excited to put you on Glorify. Glorify is your go-to Christian app for mental health resources just in time for Mental Health Awareness Month. I've made it a habit in my life to pull out the Glorify app on the daily, especially around that 3 p.m. sad girl hour slump, and read or listen to their daily devotional and wrap up with an immersive experience called the Daily Walk with God, which is kind of giving a little bit of a meditation but faith-based. It's super cool because when I use this app, I immediately feel like I'm reconnecting with the peace I know only Jesus can bring. Like, the Holy Spirit moves and God has spoken to me so many times through this app. It's truly so beautiful. Whether you're a committed Christian or simply curious about faith, the Glorify app has something for you. Join over 20 million people who have downloaded the Glorify app and deepened their relationship with God. Visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app for free. That's glorify-app.com/Cali to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Cali. My healthy behemoth queen, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, getting your steps in, but your energy still tanks by 2 p.m. or you just feel off for no reason? Same. And what I didn't know for the longest time is that so many of those little things, low energy, occasional bloating, mild mood dips, can actually be tied to what's going on with your hormones. Okay, but Callie, I know my hormones are out of whack. Where do I even start? That's exactly why I love Happy Mammoth. They have a free 2-minute hormone quiz that helps you uncover what might actually be going on beneath the surface. It's super quick, just a few questions about your lifestyle and what you're feeling, and then it gives you a personalized recommendation. I took it myself and my results showed that my estrogen levels might be off. One of the first things they suggested was their best-selling herbal formula called Hormone Harmony, which is filled with plant-based ingredients backed by science. They have adaptogens in Hormone Harmony such as ashwagandha, which helps your body respond to stress, and maca root, which I love, which supports steady energy, helps ease mild mood swings, and even supports healthy desire and drive. Hormone Harmony has over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they sell a bottle every 24 seconds. One survey even found that 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Cali at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Cali for 15% off today. And you spell Cali, C-A-L-L-I-E.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
So I'm going to read you a couple verses. This is from Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 18:24. There are companions who crush one another, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. John 15:12-13. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So these are just a couple verses that really I looked up that talk about friendship in the Bible. And I think the one that really jumped out at me is the one about how good habits can be corrupted by people that we hang out with. And like, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. I have had friends who I have noticed when I hang out with them, I act a certain way. And then I have had friends when I hang out with them, I'm like so just pursuing the Lord. I'm like talking about all of these things that God has done. All of these just, I just feel like I can go so deep with these people. And it's really interesting because like I said before, I think one of the biggest things I've learned in friendship is there are different types of friends. We have friends who are in our inner circle, friends who are an arm's distance away, friends who are on the outer layer. So you have to get real with yourself and be like, okay, and I'm sure as you're listening to this, you're thinking about your friends. You're thinking about people in your life who maybe you were friends with, maybe you want to be closer with. Get real with yourself about where you think it would be best for these people to fall in your life. And most importantly, get real with the Lord. And I don't want to say, I don't want to just be like, someone can always stay in a place in your life, because God can also change people. He can also work in people's lives. So I think it's important to look at people based on their fruit. What fruit are they producing? Just because someone has a Bible verse in their bio does not mean that they're going to be an amazing friend and someone who leads you closer to the Lord. I think it's important to look and see, okay, what fruit is in that person's life? Are they getting drunk every single weekend? Are they gossiping about other people when I'm around them to me? Are they super negative all the time? Like, what is the fruit that you are seeing from how they are? That's been also something that's been really, really interesting to me, is just looking at fruit. And it doesn't mean you have to judge that person. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you need to make sure that you are first and foremost being selective about who are we around. But secondly, people who maybe don't have good fruit, we can pray for those people. Because when someone has bad fruit, that probably means that they are not actively getting super close to the Lord and pursuing Him and intimate with Him, all those things. Because when we're doing that, that truly does produce amazing fruit. It shapes our hearts, because ultimately all of those actions come from the heart. So you can pray for them. You can pray that the Lord would work in their hearts. And maybe it's someone who you, it's more of like a ministry type of thing, like more of a pastoral situation. Like that's someone who will come to you when they're going through it, because they know that you are absolutely pursuing the Lord and you have amazing wisdom to give. So I'm just learning a lot about boundaries, you could say. I think boundaries and friendship are very important as well. I think it's important to have friends who respect your boundaries, friends who don't get offended by your boundaries, friends who understand that we're all in different seasons of life. So maybe you don't have as much time right now because you started a new job and you're having a friend who is getting offended because you're not able to spend as much time with them. I would look at that, have the conversations with them, but also realize that I believe personally that the best people, the best friends, are the ones who support you, the ones who are cheering you on, even in those seasons when you're not always able to hang out with them as much. I think that good friends don't get jealous of each other. They don't envy each other. They don't get offended by every little thing and make things about themselves that maybe the other friend is celebrating. I think it's important that even for us as friends, it's important that we remain humble. We remain selfless. We continue to just act as Jesus acted with the disciples, loving them well, celebrating them. Like, we need to celebrate our friends, and we need to just, like, I think it's so important to just lay down the pride, lay down all of that, and also forgive. You guys, forgiveness is so key in friendship, in any relationship. If you don't have forgiveness, it's going to tear you guys apart. It's going to be division. So if someone did something that made you feel upset, that hurt your feelings, you need to go before the Lord and work through that with the Lord. Because forgiveness is ultimately you handing over the hurt, handing over the wrong they did to you, giving it to Him and letting Him take it off your plate. Because vengeance is not ours. Vengeance is the Lord's. And I've had so many relationships, you guys, where the other person was not able to forgive me for something that happened. And I just still to this day feel that bitterness in that relationship from that side. I feel the judgment. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm perfect, but I will say I try so hard to work through forgiveness, you guys. It is something that is an ongoing process. I think every day we have the chance to forgive other people. We have the chance to forgive ourselves. We have the chance to forgive the Lord. It is powerful. It's so powerful and very overlooked, in my opinion. When I've forgiven people, I felt things literally lift off my body. I felt things released from my gut. I felt anxiety go. Like, it is very, very powerful. And we as Christians especially need to forgive. We have to forgive. If we don't forgive, our sins, we're not forgiven, you guys. It's literally in the Bible. Like, we need to forgive. Whew, I got heated about that, passionate about that. But that has been something in this season, even though the friend breakup, growing apart that I have been walking through has hurt so bad, you guys. It has hurt. And there's still stuff there that I need to work through. But working through it with the Lord, letting Him show me why things have hurt so bad, going back in my past to when I've had other friendship things happen, working through those things, forgiving those people, releasing those people of judgment, it has helped me so much in this process. And it has helped. It's just so much more powerful than just being like, okay, well, that's another friendship done. Like, goodbye. Because maybe in the future, the friendship is going to work out. Who knows? God knows. But I think it's so important, you guys, that we just give it to the Lord. Also, praying for friends is powerful. Praying to the Lord that He would just give you friends that are just people, all the things that you're needing in a friend. God has placed that desire in your heart. So praying, asking for that. And sometimes community comes when we least expect it. Sometimes friends who are our closest people maybe don't seem like they would be your closest people right off the bat. I've had one of my best friends. I didn't think I was going to be best friends with her when I first met her, but we are very close and she's incredible. I love her so, so, so much. So it's important to not write people off immediately when you meet them just because they're not like every other friend you've ever had in your entire life. I think that's something that's really beautiful too. Asking God to help us see other people through His lens, helping us see the truth about other people. And God has shown me lately too, looking for the good in other people. That is a very powerful tool as well. Instead of looking for the bad, judging people right off the bat, what if we looked for the light in them? What if we looked for the good? I think that that is a very powerful tool. And it helps us truly just have a loving heart towards other people. It doesn't mean that we have to have every person be our inner circle best friend, but I think it does help us just see others from such a new refreshment, such a new perspective. Maybe someone hurt you in your life. Ask God to give you the lens to see them how He sees them. It is going to change everything for you. And I think continuing to work through the icky feelings, continuing to work through the pain, working through the hurt, working through things that people said that offended you, getting to the root of it with the Holy Spirit is going to change everything for you. So that is just a little bit on friendship. I hope this episode helped you so much. just know too that if you don't have any friends right now, you're not alone. Really not alone. I was feeling very lonely the other day. I was very sick and I felt very lonely. I was like, what has happened? I feel like I have no friends. What has happened? And in those moments, the enemy wants us to believe that we are truly alone and that no one loves us and that something is wrong with us. But it's not true. It's simply not true. God chose us. He loves us. He has you here for a reason. And I'm telling you, He has the best people out there for you. And if you're listening to this, you're probably in your early 20s, maybe late 20s, maybe in your 30s, 40s, whatever. But I still want to just tell you this, that there is still so much life out there. You have so much more life. And I know it can feel like we're old. It can feel like we've missed our opportunity to make friends, but it's not true. My parents told me that some of their best friends they made when they had me and my sister and we were little. So that means that they made their best friends when they were like 30 years old and they continued to make more friends. So I want you to know your time has not run out to make your lifelong best friends. It just has not. Maybe you haven't even met your best friend yet. Maybe you're going to make so many more best friends in your 50s. Maybe you're going to have some amazing friends now and then you're going to keep meeting more people. But I think it's really important to be picky with friendship. Be picky. Don't settle for someone who is just convenient. Rather, really pursue the Lord in this. Ask Him to guide you to the right friends and be patient. Patience is going to help you so much in this season. I hope this episode helped you. I hope some of this stuff stuck out at you. These are all things I'm working through actively. So please know you're not alone. I'm right here with you. We're all walking through it as well. But God is going to give us amazing friends. And right now I just pray that the Lord would just open the doors to friendships that are just edifying, life-giving, friendships full of love, laughter, joy, peace, all the fruits of the Spirit, and that our friends would just lead us closer to the Lord and just give us sound wisdom, and there'd be no jealousy, no comparison, but just pure love in the friendship. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you guys, I love you. I hope you have the best day. I'll see you next week. If you like this episode, send it to a friend, tag me in your Instagram stories or TikTok stories at Healthy But Human Pod, and I will see you next time. I love you and stay healthy but human. Bye.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.